Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for getting connected to the eBay customer support. This is Max Wilson. How can I help you?
Yes, what's going on? I'm saying that money's been taken out of my eBay account.
Your eBay account has been compromised by some other people. So that's the reason you are getting this charge for $299 for iTunes gift card. So I believe that you want... Yeah.
So okay, what do I have to do?
You first confirm me. Well, do you want to continue with this charge or you want to cancel it?
Let's just cancel it.
Alright, so if you want to cancel it, sir, as you know that this is a fraudulent transaction which has been made by some other people. For that reason, you need to cooperate with us so that we can provide you the secret and password and so that nobody can access to your eBay account in future. Also, you need to fill up one eBay cancellation soft copy. That's the proof your fraudulent transaction will be cancelled. And if any single penny deducted from your account, you get a refund money from eBay to $99.
Okay.
So, may I know that which device do you have right now? Do you have a computer or any cell phone which you're using for internet line?
I use a computer.
Okay. Are you sitting in front of your computer?
No, let me just go to the other one.
Okay, then go on. Take your time. I'm holding the line for you. Once you turn on your computer, after that I'm going to let you know what you exactly need to do. You just follow
okay.
My instructions so that you can see your 9-digit cancellation code first.
Okay, one second.
Okay.
Okay, what do I do now?
Now, is it possible to let me know that is it your Windows computer or is it your Mac one?
I think it's Windows.
Okay, you just open up your Google Chrome browser.
Google Chrome browser, okay. Yep, I'm there.
Now, look at the very top, there is a search bar. You need to type over there, www.anydesk.com. A-N-Y.
A-N-Y.
Yeah. After that, D-E.
D-E.
S. Yeah, S for Sam, K for Kingdom.
Okay.
Now put a dot. After that, C for Charlie, O for Oscar, and M for Mother.
Okay.
Now, you click on search, And after that, what can you see on the screen? Let me know first.
It says page not found.
Page not found. Alright,
mm-hmm.
No problem. You just remove that panel entry and type there the same thing. Once again, www.anydesk.com. You click on search. Like, press the enter button from your keyboard. After that, what comes up, let me know. If you see any page changes on your screen, like anything, any kind of application comes up or any options comes up.
Okay, I have a list of all these different sites. Fast remote desktop.
Yes, you have to choose your option. The AnyDesk, the fast remote desktop application. Do you see that?
Yes.
Just you click on that one time.
Okay, I see. Dark mode, made in Europe, English, AnyDesk, AnyDesk.
Look at the
version.
Look at the very middle of the page on your screen. Did you see any download now option? Red color box.
I see. Oh, yes, there it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, first, once you click on download now, you will get to see a small option came up on your screen. At the very left hand side, bottom corner, you will get to see a small option like anydesk.exe. Now click on download now and let you see, and once it comes up, let me know. Do you see that the anydesk.exe comes up?
Something came up and then it disappeared.
Yeah. Once it will be done, just double click on that file and open it up.
Okay, what file is this?
AnyDesk file.
AnyDesk file. See all platforms, all devices, download again, like downloading using AnyDesk that you accept the terms, conditions, and a privacy policy.
No, that's not that one. I'm talking about look at the very left-hand side. Okay, bottom corner, you will get to see a small option.
Oh, yes, I see it.
Just double-click on that option.
Double-click. Okay, this big screen comes up.
Yeah, and now, yes, now can you see your address with 9-digit number, any red color 9-digit number at the very top?
Yes, I see that.
Okay, so you just tell me the number one by one. All right.
Okay. 545.
0002. All right, just hold on, sir. 545-002.
579.
579. Okay, and just beside the number, can you see any lock symbol with black color? The small lock symbol.
Yes.
Just give a click on that option. And once you click on that option, you will get to see any password option comes up.
Yes,
right.
It says set password.
Okay, you just put that password which I'm telling you. It should be S for Sam.
Yep.
Yeah, E for Edward.
Okay.
After that, C for Charlie.
Okay.
U as an umbrella.
Okay.
R as in Roger.
Okay.
E as in eBay.
Okay.
It's 6 secure, right? Do you type there secure?
Yes.
After that, type there 321, numerical number 321. And remember that all should be in lowercase and don't give any space.
Okay, 321.
Yeah, and below that, did you see any option like confirm password?
Yes, underneath that.
Yeah, you just simply type the same thing, secure 321, secure 321, and once you've done, let me know.
Okay.
Now, hit on apply. Do you see any apply option underneath that?
I do, but nothing happens when I click apply.
Did you hit on click apply? Like, did you hit on apply?
I can't. Oh, it says passwords do not match.
Password cannot match. Alright. Did you type there the same password, secure 321?
Yeah, that's what I did.
Check that. Both, right?
I can't see the all like dots.
What are the options, like, what did you type over there? Secure 321 and secure 321, right? Both are
the same? Yes, that's right. Both the same.
Okay. And after that, did you click on apply?
I can't. Password do not match.
Okay, password do not match. Okay, just remove that. Remove both panel.
Okay.
And type there, Apple, A-P-P-L-E.
Yes.
1234. Apple, 1234.
Okay.
After that, type the same password, all should be lowercase and within a space, Apple, 1234. Both are same.
Okay.
Remember that. After that, click on apply.
Okay.
Alright. Do you hit that apply, sir? Confirm me.
Yes. Okay, now what?
And once you hit on apply, what can you see?
I can see a message that says, fuck you, scammer, I'm wasting your time. What do I do now?
Do you